Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. On today's program, we have with us Joe Teal. Joe Teal is a commodity broker with Great Plains Commodities out of Afton, Minnesota. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, good. Well, Joe, I think you and I have been friends for probably 20 years or so, and I know I read your column in the Land magazine. You have a weekly column in there. You've seen a lot of ups and downs in these markets, and we've seen what's going on the last few days. What's your take on not only the commodity markets, in particular beef, but in what's happening with the Dow?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, we've gone to a worldwide economy, basically, and when we get a weak link, which happens to be China at this point, it tends to reverberate through all the markets, and I think that's what's happened. And what we end up with is fear, and fear kind of drives the market at that point, and not logic. And so what we get is into a massive movement, and right now it happens to be down.
And it almost seems like kind of a perfect storm for the cattle sector. You know, we've been killing the summer in that 100,000 head range, which is light. And part of it, you and I have talked about it, is, and that's caused the backing up in the cattle weights where they are getting heavier. Where do you see this going into the fall and winter?
Well, I think we've seen our highs for a while, but I don't think we're going to just absolutely collapse either. The market is getting very oversold as we speak. So, we'll bounce back and we'll bounce around. I mean, we're not going to change the number of cattle that are out there anytime soon. That's a long-term process. And so our numbers are going to remain tight. Now, the question will be, will we be able to find a plateau? And I think that will be coming up in the not-too-distant future here. So, there's some things to kind of keep in mind that, markets go up, markets go down. They don't go the same direction forever. So I think that will soon apply to the cattle market also.
All right. And as far as you look at the feeder cattle futures as opposed to the fed cattle futures, it is appearing, the feeders are going down faster, which should bode well for people putting in calves this fall to finally get it to where they can do a break even or put some options on them.
Right. And it's been out of line for quite some time, and markets correct, and this is a correction between the feeders and the fats. And I think the feeders are probably more susceptible to a further downside than the cattle, the live cattle, the finished cattle at this point. So they won't go down forever either. I mean, like I said, the supply is not going to change very rapidly, so that all of this is time-consuming.
And as far as the old adage, cheap corn makes cheap cattle, what do you think about that?
Well, I think there is some truth to that, but you're talking about a long-term process, not one that, because corn is down right now, it means that we have to have low cattle prices right away. No. It's still supply and demand of each individual commodity, and that supply in cattle is tight. Demand has dropped off also, but still, that would be something down the road quite a ways, because we still have to replenish our cattle herd to make that be a real possibility, and that's the kind of thing that isn't going to happen overnight.
And it's really amazing to me how intertwined we are with the other commodity groups, be it corn or you talk the hog sector, the number of hogs we're killing and dependency on China to, trade with them. What do you see right now as far as this hog cattle ratio?
Well, I think it's tightening up here just recently, and I think it will still continue to tighten because we're a little bit out of balance. But I mean, that really was a process of the supply of each. The supply of hogs has increased, and that made them fall sooner. The cattle still in tight supply, so they're coming down a little bit slower. But that will take time, and those two will get back to a more normal ratio between the two.
Okay. Well, Joe, I guess, you know, in ending here, I'd just like to say what you know, seems like a difficult time for a lot of people. I know we have many listeners here in KLGR that are not in the production end of the beef industry like we are, but it might bode well down the road for people going to the supermarket and purchasing beef. And I noticed in a flyer here, a local store has boneless top sirloin for $4.99 a pound. So, you know, it has to kind of level out, and I hope people continue to enjoy the great taste of beef, and I think down the road there's a lot of positives.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, like I say, everything goes up and down, and it's not going to remain down forever. So I think there is some room for optimism down the road for both the consumer and the producer.
Well, thanks, Joel, for being on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
And thanks once again for listening. Until next week, we will talk again.